Good morning, this is Leah and Zara with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane takes another turn towards green transport with the opening of the Breakfast Creek Green Bridge over the weekend. This green bridge, spanning 80 metres between Kingsford Smith Drive in Albion and the Newstead Riverwalk, offers more accessibility for pedestrians and cyclists, encouraging locals to transition into more sustainable transport options. Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner said this bridge will mark a new chapter in Brisbane's transport history.
Transport Minister Bart Mellish has announced an $8 million investment to renew the current Queensland Transport Registration and Licensing System. The current system, implemented in 1993, has experienced multiple system failures in the last 12 months, including Queenslander being upgraded from provisional to open licenses prematurely. Mellish expects this investment will help to determine a new system which will be compatible with current and future technological developments, as well as ensuring value for money for all Queensland taxpayers.
In national news, the Greens are demanding limits to negative gearing and capital gains tax concessions in exchange for their support in the government's Help to Buy housing scheme. This Help to Buy scheme allows the government to cover up to 40% of the home's cost and become a co-owner of the property, allowing home buyers a chance to purchase a property and buy out that stake at a later date. Greens spokesperson Max Chandler Mather says this scheme will only benefit 2% of buyers, with the other 98% experiencing increased housing prices as a consequence. Chandler Mather says this scheme must be accompanied by investments into quality public housing and limits on rent increases in order to help those not benefiting.
A new research by Grattan Institute highlights a third of Australian students in school today cannot read proficiently. The lead author and program director of Grattan Institute, Dr. Jordana Hunter, says, quote, "In a typical Australian school classroom of 24 students, 8 can't read well," end quote. The report claims the whole language approach is not suitable for all students and suggests school use a structured literacy method. Ultimately, the ability to read impacts a student's academic and career journey.
In international news, from this Wednesday, the 14th of February, the popular holiday destination Bali will be introducing a tourist tax on visitors. This Bali tourist tax is a small one-off fee of around $15, which will go towards conserving the island's natural environment and culture, as well as helping to update and improve the quality and safety of services commonly used by tourists. Visitors to the Indonesian province can pay online via the Love Bali website or at Bali's international airport, and failure to pay can result in fines or deportation.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all.